you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. This is Laura Lively. And here I am going to talk about some of my favorite parts. Some of my favorite parts, which may surprise you, are critical parts. And almost all of us have inner critics, right? Like my inner critical parts, personal favorite things to say are, you're an idiot. How could you have done something so stupid? What were you thinking? Are you crazy? Those are the most common things my inner critic says. And so, you know, as we talked about at the beginning of the series, how am I supposed to like respond in any way to these parts that are so cranky and mean? And so I developed a list. Honestly, I know that this is hard. I get that it is really hard to be nice to parts that are being mean to you. And so I actually developed a list of neutral responses to give to my inner critics, because our critics are doing the best that they can to help us. They believe they have to do their job this way. They may have even picked up this energy from a parent or a grandparent or a teacher. Maybe stop and consider that. Who does your critic sound like? Some of you may be able to see your critic. Who does your critic look like? And again, when we learn to develop a relationship with them, which is what we're trying to do with all of our parts, it's important that we recognize that they're doing the best that they can. We don't try to get rid of parts, so we don't try to get rid of critics. And so, as you've heard me say, I say parts want three things. They want to be acknowledged, accepted, and appreciated. And again, I know it's a big ask for our critics, and it was a big ask for me with my critics. So I honestly did a fake it till you make it list. I created a list of neutral responses to my critics so that I could acknowledge, accept, and appreciate what they were saying. And frankly, I memorized the list. I memorized the list so that when they told me I was an idiot, I could say, thank you for sharing through gritted teeth, right? Like, so I'm just going to walk through with you a list of responses, and I'll put it down. I'll put them down in the description below for you. So here are the list of responses when my inner critics are telling me I'm an idiot. Thank you for letting me know how you feel. I can tell you really believe that. You might be right. I want to make a note here. I said they might be right. I did not say they were right. You are not actually agreeing with them. You're saying they might be right. P.S. That works really well in an argument with anyone. Another response. I really hear that. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you letting me know. I don't even disagree with you, because honestly, there are times I may have done something that I agree with the part that I wish I hadn't. I totally get it. I totally get why you feel that way. So yeah, there are some responses that you can use. Maybe you have to do like me and memorize them first and then say them through gritted teeth when your critic's yelling at you. But after a while, I really have come to believe. I do understand that the critic is trying to help me the only way they know how. And as we do this relationship building, where the part is recognizing you with self-energy is separate from the critic, and you can acknowledge, accept, and appreciate, they will start to relax. They will stop being so critical. It is gradual and it does take time, but it will happen. So that's it for today. Thanks for joining me. Be sure to check out the video description below, as well as I will jot down all of my sayings. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.